I needed to not skate by for once in my life, and they didn't let me.
At the end of the day, if you know that you don't feel good about the job, you got to be able to leave that behind.
They just kept asking me to come back, and I truly love Milwaukee and Southeast Wisconsin.
It's always great to be at WTMJ.
This is WTMJ Conversations.
Welcome to WTMJ Conversations. I'm your host, Libby Collins. Oh, if you participated in scouting, do you remember the thrill of achieving those merit badges? I think I got maybe about a dozen or so in a few years, and I really felt like I had achieved something. Well, can you imagine earning all the badges that are available? It doesn't happen very often. But joining us is Ivan Vanier. He's 16 years old. He's from Franklin, Wisconsin, and he just earned his 139th and final merit badge in scouting. And Ivan, I mean, I'm in awe. You've got all your badges today, and I have never seen this many badges in my life.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my achievement. I've been working on this since I was 10 years old when I joined Boy Scouts. It's been a lot of ups and downs, and I'm really glad to have accomplished this and be done with my goal.
So you did all this in 6 years?
Yes. I started right when I joined Boy Scouts. I was very interested in the whole program. I asked my first scoutmaster how to earn a merit badge because I had heard about it. And he told me to look up the requirements online and just start working on it. And I couldn't pick just one to start working on, so I set a goal to work on all of them.
So at the very beginning, when you were 10 years old, you said, I'm going to get all the merit badges.
Yes.
What was the first one you earned?
American Cultures.
And what does that consist of?
I learned about the different cultures, how America is kind of a melting pot of Native Americans and Germans and Indians. You learn about all the cultures that live in the United States.
And what do you have to do to earn a badge like that? I mean, you said you went online, you did some research, but were there various projects you had to complete?
For all the merit badges, there's some bookwork in it where you look things up and you type them up to show that you understand what it's asking you. It doesn't really tie into American cultures. Most of the badges have a safety aspect to it.
What do you mean?
In the hiking merit badge, for example, you have to explain how to stay safe while hiking. It's a big thing with Boy Scouts. They want to make sure that you can be safe while having fun on these scouting adventures. And then there's a few unique projects with each merit badge. For American cultures, for example, I had to make a dish from a different culture. I made a Korean noodle pancake, and I attended a Korean church service. I didn't understand a word of it, but it was a very interesting experience. It was a great first merit badge to earn.
Now, how is it determined whether or not you actually deserved it? I mean, what do you have to present to your scout leader?
Your scout leader doesn't decide if you earn the merit badge or not. He signs what's called the blue card, which is permission to start working on this merit badge. And then you work on the merit badge to the best of your ability, and you find a merit badge counselor, which is an adult volunteer who is knowledgeable in the subject. In my first merit badge with American Cultures, my first scoutmaster was my American Cultures counselor, but that's not always the case. And your merit badge counselor will test you on your knowledge just to make sure you're fully understanding it. You don't have to be an expert in the subject. You just have to grasp the concept of what the merit badge is about.
How long does it take to earn it? I mean, how many hours would you put into something like that very first merit badge?
It really depends on the merit badge. There's badges you can earn in a day, and then there's badges that take 3-4 months to earn. American cultures, maybe a week with the church service and cooking.
How did you feel when you got that first badge?
I was very excited to have earned my first badge. Ever since I earned that first badge, I was looking forward to more of the experiences and working with more counselors, because any merit badge counselor is an adult volunteer. They're putting their own time into this, and really they're sharing knowledge that they have with other scouts.
I'm just in awe because, again, I'm sitting across from you. I'm looking at 139 merit badges. It looks like somebody had extended the, because you have like a, what is that called? That goes
it's
around
a merit badge sash.
Okay, you have a sash with all of the badges on it, and I've never seen one that long. Was that something you were able to order through scouting?
No, my mother was kind enough to kind of cut apart the merit badge sash and sew a small extension onto it. There's maybe 6-7 extra inches of cloth on my merit badge sash.
And again, it is just filled three across and I don't know how many up and down as far as all of the badges being on there. And you said that something like hiking, you're looking at safety. There's a safety element to it. But do you actually get out there and actively do the things that you're working for on these badges?
Yes. For hiking, there's a lot of safety. You talk about how to stay safe with hiking. You always hike with other people, how to stay safe with weather and animals. But then you do go out and then you do quite a lot of hiking. In my experience, it was a 5-mile hike, 3 10-mile hikes, a 15-mile and a 20-mile hike. So they really do make sure that you're getting out and doing the things and you're becoming knowledgeable on the subject.
Did you hike locally or did you go elsewhere to do that?
I hiked locally for the final badges. Hiking took me a while just because I didn't do all the hikes within the same summer. I believe hiking took me about 3 years. My first couple hikes, my 5 and my first 10, I believe were in Norway and Sweden.
You went to Norway and Sweden to hike for this badge?
Not specifically to go hike, but I did work on the hiking merit badge while I was there. I travel a lot, which has helped me earn a lot of these merit badges. And then the last few merit badges were in Wisconsin.
What were those experiences hiking in places like Norway and Sweden?
It's kind of surreal hiking around in a different country, experiencing nature in a country that you're not familiar with. With Sweden, it was like a bunch of mountain passes and we were hiking along a river. It was like something out of a movie. It was really cool.
Still ahead on WTMJ Conversations.
I had no idea how to skate.
16-year-old Boy Scout Ivan Benir talks about the badge where he had to ice skate and didn't know how.
You're listening to WTMJ Conversations.
Welcome back to WTMJ Conversations. I'm your host, Libby Collins. We're talking with Ivan Benir, the 16-year-old Boy Scout from Franklin, with all the badges. I see that one of the badges you have is citizenship in the world. You said you travel a lot. What did you do to earn a badge like that, which I've never heard of?
Citizenship in the world is learning about, it's not necessarily American cultures in the sense where you're learning about the people. You're more learning about the countries themselves, how different governments function, how countries interact with each other. I didn't need to do any traveling for citizenship in the world. That was more of a classroom badge where we had someone, probably a teacher, talk to us about how different countries interact with each other.
Are some of these badges ones that you did with your own troop, or did you do all of these individually?
Yeah, I did a few merit badges with my own troop. Fire safety is a big one. We have an adult leader in our troop. His name is Mr. Rohde, who is a fire chief, and he brought us down to a fire station and did the fire safety merit badge with us, which was very cool.
What'd you do at the fire station? What sort of things?
Talked about just the day in the life of a firefighter. We got to look at the engine and hop inside it. Talked about how to stay safe with fire in our own homes, how to avoid fire hazards. Yeah, it was a great time with our troop.
When you're doing something like that and you're up close with firefighters and you're talking to them and you're in the station and you see what kind of work they do, does it make you think, gee, this is something I would like to pursue as an adult?
Being a firefighter doesn't necessarily interest me, but all these merit badges, each merit badge exposes you to a potential career path or a hobby, depending on how involved you want to get in with it. Like there's a farm management merit badge, there's an aviation merit badge. Really, all the badges tie into a career path somehow.
Oh, I want to get into that aviation badge with you, but you mentioned the farm sciences. So you go off to a farm, and what do you do on something like that?
I did get to tour a farm. I got to learn, again, about a day in the life of a farmer, what they do, how they interact with governments, and how they sell their stuff, the different equipment they use. I got to repair a hammer and a screwdriver for that merit badge. It was very interesting.
Are there any badges that you kind of said, oh boy, what am I going to get myself into on this one?
Skating. I had no idea how to skate.
Is that roller skating or ice skating?
It can be either. There's an option. I did the ice skating portion.
What did you have to do?
Demonstrate that even if you're a little wobbly, you can stay up on skates, move forward, backward, stop a little bit. My mom's stepbrother helped me a lot with that. I'm very grateful for that because there's no way I would have been able to figure that out on my own.
Have you gone back and thought about how many hours over the last 6 years you've spent on working for these badges?
I've never thought about it, and I don't think I could even attempt to guess. I've put a lot of time into this. My scoutmasters and other adult leaders in my troop have put a lot of time into this. I'm very grateful for that. My parents have been enormously helpful with this, putting in the same amount of time that I have, driving me around and looking for these opportunities online.
Well, what I'm thinking is you probably go to how many meetings a week for scouting?
Two on average.
And then during that time, you're going to school. How do you get everything in?
I am homeschooled, so my schedule is a lot more flexible. I'm able to work around these scouting commitments and still be involved in my schoolwork. I'm taking classes at a community college right now.
And you're 16?
Yes.
Now, you said that being homeschooled gives you a lot more flexibility.
Yes.
As far as working on these badges. So as you're learning at home, do you sometimes take a break and say, okay, I'm going to work on this badge now instead of algebra?
I did get all my schoolwork done before trying to tackle a merit badge, but some of the merit badges are educational. Citizenship in the Nation is where you focus specifically on your nation's government. I got to tour the state capitol in Madison, learn all about the building, how our state government functions. So lots of these badges are educational opportunities along with just fun things to do.
Is there anything in particular that you learned in working for some of these badges that you don't think you would have learned otherwise?
There's so many things I've done with merit badges that not only would I have never done, I probably wouldn't have been interested in doing. There's a welding merit badge. I would have never learned how to weld. There's a scuba diving merit badge. I don't know if I'd ever have gotten to that without Boy Scouts. Mining in Society. I got to do that in Portugal.
What is Mining in Society?
You learn about mining, the job, the economy, how they make our world function. They're much more important than I thought they were, and that's kind of the point of these badges, to educate you on career fields and how our world works.
Did you say you got your mining badge in Portugal?
Yes, I got to tour a salt mine in Portugal.
How did you get into the salt mine? What strings did you pull?
They have tours online that you can sign up for, and they're very interesting, very in-depth. They talk about exactly how the mine works, step by step, what they go through in a day, what they use it for. In Portugal, it's not really a very cold country, so they ship that salt to other countries in Europe where they use it as road salt. Just these little things that you get to learn while doing these badges that are super interesting, and it's an opportunity I'm very happy to have in Scouts.
Did you tell them at the time when they were taking you on the tour, by the way, I'm working on my merit badge for this?
Yes. All the counselors and all the people who shared knowledge with me knew of my goal, and they were very happy to help me. I was very grateful for all the work they've put in and all the help I've received.
Coming up on WTMJ Conversations.
Some people do it really well, and swimming was just never my thing. So it was definitely something I worried about.
Ivan Benir, the Boy Scout with all the badges, tells us whether or not he ever thought about giving up his quest.
Now, more of WTMJ Conversations.
And we're back on WTMJ Conversations. I'm your host, Libby Collins. Did you ever get stuck and think, I'm just not going to be able to complete this badge?
There have been a few times I've thought that. Two come to mind specifically. I've never been a great swimmer. I earned my swimming badge through a lot of work. Me and my best friend in Scouts, we took swimming classes after school to get our swimming skills up so we could finally earn that badge. And then there's a step up from swimming. There's the life-saving merit badge, where you have to be able to swim, I believe it's a quarter of a mile, which some people do it really well. I've got two kids in my troop, great friends. They're really good at swimming. They've earned the Mile Swim Award in Boy Scouts, and swimming was just never my thing. So it was definitely something I worried about, or how am I going to be able to do this? But through a lot of, you know, conditioning, working on it over a year, I did earn the badge, got that swim done.
And were you relieved when that happened?
Yes, very.
Do you think you'll swim after this?
I still like swimming. It was just a difficult badge for me to work on at the time. I wasn't quite at that physical level when I started working on it.
Well, related to that, you then went for the scuba diving badge, which I would think would be a lot more complicated than just swimming.
It is an interesting badge in the sense that you do need an official scuba diving license to earn that badge. I went out to Connecticut to earn that one. I worked with two dive masters out there, and they were super helpful. Got the badge done in 3 days of work. It was like a camp where you went there every morning and you stayed there for till mid-afternoon.
How far did you dive?
I didn't go farther than 30 feet when I went scuba diving out in Connecticut. But the license, I believe, allows you to go up to 120 feet.
Why'd you stop at 30 feet?
The lake wasn't deep enough.
Were there any of these badges where you felt that your life was in danger?
No. I've always felt safe working on these badges. All the counselors who take you out and do these things, they're very knowledgeable. They know what they're doing. They're not going to put you in a situation that you're really in danger. There have been things outside my comfort zone.
Such as?
Scuba diving. It's very strange taking your first breath underwater. You worry about anything that might not work, but really it works out fine every time. Counselors really do know what they're doing. You're safe with them.
You mentioned a little earlier about your aviation badge, and that was the final badge that you achieved.
Yes.
Not most 16-year-olds are going to become proficient in flying. How did this interest come about for you, and what did you do to get that badge?
My dad is an airline pilot. You know, he took me up in a Cessna to earn that final badge. It was really a great experience to end off this whole goal on. We went up in the sky around Burlington, flew around. He taught me basics of flying a plane. It was a really great time.
Did you actually fly it? Did he let you
take
your hand on the wheel? What was the experience like for you?
It's like any other badge that really I wouldn't have done otherwise. Scuba diving, water sports, aviation, all these like invigorating things that I never would have done had I not been working on a merit badge.
139 merit badges. Obviously, you said that you've had the opportunity to travel around the world for various things, and that's one of the reasons you were able to achieve these badges. Not all scouts are able to do that.
Yes.
Do you think you have an unfair advantage?
I don't know if I have an unfair advantage, even with these opportunities I'm given with being able to travel and having the time to work on these. It's still a lot of work. You still have to really put your mind to it. There have been a few times where I've been staring at 80 merit badges left to go, and I've thought about how difficult it was and how much more I still had to go. But you just keep working on it. You do it one badge at a time, and you can do it.
Did you ever think, okay, this is enough. I'm going to quit.
I've never thought that. I've taken a break for a time or two, but I've always wanted to earn the merit badges. Not being able to swim wasn't going to stop me, so I thought I'd just figure it out and get it done.
What about the other guys in the troop? I would imagine you're the only one who has all the merit badges.
Yes.
What's their attitude towards you on that?
They love having a scout in the troop who has all the merit badges. It's not just my achievement alone. I put a lot of work into this, but really I couldn't have done it without help from my scout masters or other counselors. And even my troop members have helped at times. They've gone on hikes, campouts that were required for a merit badge. They've earned merit badges with me, like fire safety. So I'm grateful for their support through this goal.
Coming up on WTMJ Conversations.
They're just as into scouting as any boy is.
16-year-old Ivan Benir, the Boy Scout from Franklin with all 139 merit badges, shares his thoughts on girls in the Boy Scouts.
You're listening to WTMJ Conversations.
Welcome back to WTMJ Conversations. I'm your host, Libby Collins. Let's get back to our conversation with Ivan Benir from Franklin, the Boy Scout with 139 merit badges. In the millions of scouts through the years, over 100 years, about how many of them have achieved all of the merit badges as you have?
The actual number is likely higher, but Merit Badge Not has confirmed 580 scouts since 1911 to have earned all the merit badges.
And back in 1911, how many merit badges were available?
I'm not positive, but merit badges were very different then. There were badges such as pigeon keeping and beekeeping, and I'm glad those have changed. I get to do things like animation and automotive maintenance. It's a different experience.
Which of your badges do you think are going to help you the most in the future?
Public speaking. I was more of an introverted kid when I first started Boy Scouts, and Scouts has really helped me come out of my shell, become more comfortable talking with people. Working with these merit badge counselors, regardless of what the topic was, has really helped me because these are all adults volunteering their time, their due respect, of course, because they're taking time out of their day to help you with a goal you've set.
We mentioned that you're homeschooled. Do you think if you were in a conventional school that you would have the time and the ability to have achieved what you have?
I believe I still could have done it. It would have taken me longer. It would have been more difficult. There have been scouts in high school who have earned all of the merit badges. It's not impossible for sure, but I'm very grateful for being homeschooled and having these opportunities that I have.
It's 16. There's a lot of peer pressure. Have you ever been in a situation where any of the guys have given you a hard time because you're a Boy Scout?
No, never. I'm very proud to be a Boy Scout. I've had experiences that I wouldn't have had anywhere else. I've learned a lot. The point of Scouts is to take young kids and turn them into great adults in our society. There's the whole Scout Oath thing. You learn how to be trustworthy and loyal and all these really important ideals in our society.
When you look at other young people and, you know, whether you see news stories or just being out in public and seeing them, do you think that there are kids out there that if they were involved in scouting wouldn't be having the problems that they do have?
I can't say for sure about scouting solving any problems. Scouting has been nothing but helpful for me. Scouting isn't for everybody, but I really feel like scouting could benefit everybody in some way. Some people put different amounts of time into scouting. I put more time into scouting than the average individual. But even if you're not super involved in scouting, it can still be very beneficial to you.
You joined scouting in what year?
2018.
2018. Was it 2019 that they started to allow girls in the scouting?
It was also 2018 that they started.
Are there girls in your troop?
No. Troops stay separate. There's boy troops and there's girl troops. So I'm in a troop with just boys. It's at big events that you go to, like National Jamboree or even a summer camp, that you'll see. You'll maybe have a scout who's a girl or two in a merit badge class of yours.
Why do they keep the boys and the girls separate in scouting?
It's just a policy we have for safety, you know. But we do mix together for certain events. But whenever I do just local camping with my troop or hiking or fishing, it's with all my troop mates and they're all boys.
Do you think that's a better atmosphere for you than if you were in a coeducational group?
I don't know if it would make much of a difference. You know, it's certainly nice to have a peer group that's boys. It's been helpful. But I don't know. Girls who first joined scouting were very involved in it. They got their Eagle Scout. They're just as into scouting as any boy is.
Coming up on WTMJ Conversations.
There have probably been a few people who looked at the 10-year-old that I was and smiled and nodded their head. And, you know, there's doubts all the time. It's a huge goal.
16-year-old Ivan Vanier, the Boy Scout from Franklin, with all 139 merit badges, shares whether or not anyone's ever told him, you just can't do it.
You're listening to WTMJ Conversations.
Welcome back. I'm Libby Collins. Let's get back to our WTMJ conversation with Ivan Vanier, the 16-year-old Boy Scout from Franklin who's earned all 139 merit badges. You talked about going to Jamboree. And if anybody's ever been in scouting, they've heard that term. Not necessarily that they've attended it, but that's a big deal.
Yes. National Jamboree is every 4 years. It's at a permanent location now. It's always at Summit Betchel Reserve in West Virginia. Thousands of scouts from around the country come to do everything scouting has to offer. It's like scouts' ultimate summer camp. Anything you can do in scouting, you can do there. And you get to meet people from all over. Right next to us in our campsite, there was a troop from Hawaii. It was really a surreal experience meeting kids from all over the country and hearing about them having the same experiences that you have and being able to share this awesome event with them.
Are there differences in, let's say, the scouts in Wisconsin versus in Texas versus in some place like Hawaii?
Scouts is kind of the same thing all over The scout oath doesn't change. The scout law doesn't change. What we do as scouts remains the same. Sure, you get to hike in different places, and maybe you have different experiences with wildlife, and you camp a little bit differently, but as far as scouting as a whole goes, it's the same thing over the country.
With the badges that you've earned, have you ever gotten to work with animals?
I've done the reptiles and amphibians badge.
Okay, stop right there. What's a reptile and amphibian badge?
You learn about frogs, snakes, lizards, any of that sort. I got to go to the zoo pretty regularly. You had to keep a log of updates on an animal. I studied a snake at the zoo, where every now and then I'd stop in at the zoo and write down what it was doing, where it was, differences that I noticed from last time.
All right, go back to your log. What did you notice about a snake that would have been different from what it was doing the last time you were there?
It moves around. Sometimes it moves more, it moves less. Some days it's eating, some days it's asleep. It's an interesting badge. It's a new experience.
Did it creep you out, or are you okay with that, with snakes and reptiles?
Oh, I'm fine with snakes and reptiles. The only animals I handled for that badge were frogs, so.
Are there any animals that scare you?
Spiders, but.
There's no spider badge.
There is an insect study badge, but that I would learn more about bees and crickets and ladybugs, insects like that.
All right, let's go to what you're doing now, because you've gotten 139 badges. That's all you can get. But you're now working for your Eagle Scout.
Yes. I am working on my Eagle Scout project actively. I'm working with Tippy Canoe Presbyterian Church on the south side of Milwaukee. I'm making hygiene kits for homeless individuals and household cleaning kits for homeless people moving into apartments.
Why did you decide on that project?
My family's been working with Tippy Canoe for a long time. Tippy Canoe makes meals for the homeless regularly. They run a warming room in the winter. So I already had ties with Tippy Canoe. I've always wanted to help homeless, feel like I'm doing my part. So I really like this project.
And are there any other things that you've done with it or that you intend to do with it? How long will it take you to achieve that Eagle Scout ranking?
I hope I'm done around midsummer, late June, early July.
Do you have any personal heroes?
I have definitely some big mentors in scouting. My very first scoutmaster, Mr. Dornicker, was super supportive and patient with the big ball of energy that I was at 10 years old. I wanted to know everything about scouting right now. And he was super patient with it. He made sure all my questions were answered and was very supportive of the huge goal that I set of earning all the merit badges at 10.
You said that out loud. I'm going to earn all the merit badges.
Yes, quite a few times. And he was nothing but supportive. Helped me select merit badges I wanted to work on. Helped me understand what I was doing. It definitely helped that he was my first merit badge counselor. Made sure I really understood the process and what I was doing.
Did anybody ever tell you no? You can't do it, Ivan.
There have probably been a few people who looked at the 10-year-old that I was and smiled and nodded their head. And, you know, there's doubts all the time. It's a huge goal. I'm not the first person to have set this goal, definitely.
You saw my reaction when I saw all the badges that you had on your sash. How do most people react?
They always ask how many badges I have, what some of my favorites were, how long I've worked on it. And that always ends up tying into, you know, my troop. It all comes back to the troop and what I do in Scouts and how it's helped me. It's really a great program, and all these merit badges just augment that.
What makes you proudest about being a Boy Scout?
It's been very formative for me. I've learned how to be more comfortable with other people. I'm not afraid of public speaking anymore. I've had a lot of new experiences. It's helped me think about career paths. I've given back a lot to our community with service through Boy Scouts, cleaned up a lot of trash on the roads, helped take down and set up Christmas decorations at a senior center. It's a great program, and I'm very proud to be part of it.
Do you ever think, oh, this is lame?
No, never. I'm sure there are Scouts out there, but my troop is very involved. We're all glad to be scouts. So we do service and we hike and we camp, and we're very happy about it.
Still ahead on WTMJ Conversations.
It's an interesting career path for me. My dad's a pilot. I get to hear about how awesome it is. I'm not totally set.
Ivan Bonier, the Boy Scout from Franklin with all 139 merit badges, reveals his next goal.
Now, more of WTMJ Conversations.
I'm Libby Collins. Today's conversation is with Ivan Bonier. He's a 16-year-old Boy Scout from Franklin who's managed to earn all 139 merit badges. It was recently announced that the Boy Scouts of America are going to change their name to Scouting America. How do you feel about that?
The scouting mission doesn't change. Our scout oath stays the same and our scout law stays the same. Nothing we're doing changes. We're simply changing our name to make it more inclusive, which I agree with, because girls have just as much right to be here as I would, because I've had amazing experiences here and there's no reason they shouldn't.
Well, how is your troop supported? Do you do any fundraising?
Yes. Boy Scouts every year, I'm sure some people know, sell popcorn and wreaths. We work with the VFW post in Franklin closely. They charter our troop. We give back a lot of service to them. We do scouting for food, which isn't a direct fundraiser, but we collect food for families in need. There's a lot of great projects and fundraisers that we do.
Well, clearly you're an overachiever with 139 merit badges. When you get into some of these fundraising activities, do you also try to be the best in your troop?
I do. There's a program of the wreath selling called the Fallen Hero Wreath Program, where instead of selling a wreath to somebody purchasing, they give you a donation. And for every $20 of that donation, you go and you lay a wreath on the grave of a veteran around Christmas time. And there are awards for that. If you're one of the, I believe it's top three in your council, you get a little trophy. And one year I was one of the top three for that. I have that trophy in my room.
It was
a great experience.
I was going to say, how did that affect you personally as you went to those graves of fallen heroes?
It's a different experience from all these merit badges, because you meet people who are very supportive of veterans. And then I met a few people who knew a friend in that graveyard that we went to visit. It was new. I had somebody who donated extra money with a request that I find a specific name to lay a wreath by. That stuck with me. I always think of that whenever I do that project now.
That must have been challenging.
It was new. I thought a lot more about it, how in the graveyard everybody, veterans, you know, Boy Scouts is very tied in with veterans. We're very thankful for their service.
Have you thought about going into the military?
I have not. I don't think it's the path for me, but I'm very thankful for veterans. You know, they keep us safe.
What do you want to do? You're 16 years old. You're homeschooled. You're taking college courses already. What's the career path for you?
I am looking into aviation. Either an air traffic controller or a pilot. It's an interesting career path for me. My dad's a pilot. I get to hear about how awesome it is. So I think that's what I'm doing now, though I'm not totally set.
Are you thinking of getting your pilot's license?
Yes.
Now that you've gotten 139 merit badges, you're working on your Eagle Scout project. Is there anything else you can do in scouting that you haven't done yet?
Yes. This summer I'm going to NOAC, which is National Order of the Arrow Conference. Order of the Arrow is kind of scouting's National Honor Society. It's for scouts like me who are very involved. And it's in Boulder, Colorado this year. It's in a different place every year. And you go and you learn about leadership, how to give back to your troop, and also just have fun with scouting.
Is there a time in your future where you don't think you'll be in scouting anymore?
I don't envision that. I feel like once I turn 18 and become an adult, I am definitely going to become an adult leader in a troop. I'm going to give back just like other adults have helped me through scouting. I've had plenty of mentors that were adults in scouting, and I kind of want to give other scouts that opportunity when I'm old enough.
If there's any young people listening, what would you tell them to encourage them to get involved in scouting?
Scouting is the best experience that I've had. There's so many things I've done. I've said it a bunch here, but there's so many things I've done in scouting that I wouldn't have done elsewhere. I'm so happy to have joined scouting. And all these goals that you can set in scouting, earning all the merit badges, getting Eagle Scout, there you can accomplish them, definitely. Stick with goals and see them through, because it's an achievement that you'll be proud of for the rest of your life.
Wow. I don't know about you, but when I was in the Girl Scouts, I didn't come anywhere near getting the number of merit badges that Ivan Vanir did. Now, if you've joined us late, you want to hear our entire conversation and find out how this amazing 16-year-old from Franklin earned all of those badges, go to WTMJ.com and share today's show with your friends and family. You'll also find a partial transcript courtesy of eCourt Reporters. For WTMJ Conversations, I'm Libby Collins.